Hi, I'm Sandra Godley, singer-songwriter and also a presenter.
Oh, good to talk to you, Sandra. And your new single is what we got you on to talk about. It's called My Darling. And I was listening to this earlier, and it's really, really moving to listen to it and to watch the video. And I understand there's a personal story behind this, isn't there?
Yes, there is. I mean, like so many people, lost a relative. It was my aunt actually, to COVID. And that was traumatic enough. But working in radio and communications, you know what it's like. You kind of hear people's stories. And at the beginning of this pandemic, that's what I was thrown into, as a presenter, just hearing the most harrowing stories, desperate stories of people who've lost loved ones. Kids who've lost their parents, parents who've lost their kids, grandparents. It went on and on and on. And yeah, it was easy to relate to.
So yeah, obviously, your grief at losing your aunt, but you're I guess in a way, as the presenter, having people phoning you up and telling you their stories, kind of offloading their grief and their thoughts and their sort of deepest sort of conversations onto you. How do you sort of process that? Did that have an effect on you hearing those stories? When you go at home, are you
Absolutely.
sort of switching off from that? How do you deal with that?
It wasn't easy and still isn't easy to switch off. You're there as a trusted listener. You know this as a presenter, and the fact that you can get people to pick up that phone or email is just huge in itself to actually share that moment, that poignant moment. So, as a presenter, it's just overwhelmed. We all have been. I'm sure it's the same for you, that people have found you as a great resource, as a go-to person, and they've been able to be very free about what they feel. And so we've had moments where people have broken down, and just it's you and them on the telephone. And what do? You just give them that space, that moment to reconnect, remember, and to share some hope. So yeah, I would come home and be telling my family, this happened, and I realize quite rightly, that I needed a safe place. I needed to be able to offload, and that's where family comes in. And also, the radio station I work for, incredibly supportive, with a whole host of support where you can talk, receive. The whole area of mental health is a challenge, so massively supportive, and gave you opportunities to talk about how you're feeling.
That's good, and that is so important. Just having those conversations, and I know lots of emotions felt during the pandemic. Loss and people just being anxious, and mental health is the big one, isn't it? There's a lot of that, lot of problems around mental health at the moment.
Yeah, it's and I've said this so many times. I don't even like the term mental health. It just kind of conjures up someone with some problem that you're just slightly out there. But it is about how we think, isn't it? And how we absorb information and what we do with it. And I would kind of think sometimes I just don't have the answer to this young person who's feeling the way they do at the edge of life almost sometimes. But you realize sometimes they just want you to listen. They just want you to listen. Have no answers, just be there.
Just be there.
When yeah, that kind of took a lot of the pressure off, but sometimes just be there to listen, to them.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the power of radio. I mean, community radio, local radio, just as bringing communities together and giving people that platform to express how they're feeling. And, in a way, that's kind of, I guess, it's sort of a therapeutic, for people to kind of express themselves.
Yeah, and you know what? I often ask about how men are feeling, and it's been incredible how many men have come forward to just sort of talk. It may not be a lot of words, but they're there talking about how they feel, how they're reacting, how they felt they haven't got an answer to, losing a wife and having to explain that to a child. Maybe we've just given people permission to actually talk about it, and the more we hear other people talk about it helps us as well.
So we have National Bereavement Day, which is on the 30th of August, and this is a chance for people to I guess raise awareness and open up conversations around grief. And I lost my partner from COVID back in December. So it's I don't think anybody has the same journey. It's one of those things. It's the most one of the most common sort of emotions, grief, but also the most complex as well. There's no real sort of right or wrong way of doing it.
No, you're so right. I've researched as much as I can do. I've been on Google. I've done everything to kind of try and absorb information. But nobody can take the place of you. You've got to go through it in your own way. But you know, Grief Awareness Day, which is what it is on the 30th of August, I think it just helps us all focus on the fact that we're in this together. And John, it's not just the kind of immediate family members, it's then the extra family and members to that as well, who see you and kind of think, what can we do for you? You know, you're grieving, and they struggle as well in knowing how to help. But it's a good day to focus. And that's why I wrote the song. That's why I wrote the song, to tie it all in with that day.
Yes, yes. So a good sort of tie-in with the day. The song sort of very much about the grief and losing your aunt. And I suppose a lot of people can relate to it and sort of put their, you know, how they're feeling as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of the parts of the song where I sing about not being able to say goodbye. And oh, I'm sure, like, you know me, you saw people literally in hospitals with an iPad at the side of them saying goodbye. I mean, John, we never thought we'd see this kind of thing in
a lifetime. Horrific. I mean, for me as well, you know, when my partner passed away, she was in hospital, she was able to send a few text messages, and then she went into intensive care, and that was it. That was the only, I was having to isolate, I wasn't able to go to the hospital to be with her. I just got a phone call saying she died, and so, yeah.
I'm so sorry. It's just the most crazy situation. And the thing is, we can't ignore that there's still that unspoken grief in so many people, and now we're getting into what we call a normal way of living, as it were, a new normal. I think this is the most dangerous time, if for want of a better word,
because I think
there's stuff that's been buried for so long that we have got to talk about. Hold hands together and walk it together.
I mean, for me, you know, lost my partner in Alava in December. At the time when it happened, you know, people were there for me on the phone, phoning me up, and I was, you know, throwing myself into organising, you know, getting funerals and things like that sorted out. But now, you know, it's come to the summer, you can do more, but then that person that was with me to do it with isn't there. So I think it is worse now. I think you're definitely right there.
It is grandkids who would normally see their just family members during summer. Yeah. Here's the reality. I know there are other things that are happening, but individually, people are now thinking, my gosh, that person isn't here anymore. Yeah.
Yes, it is absolutely horrific. And there are really no words really to describe. It's hard to put it into words, isn't it, sometimes?
It is. And you know what? I struggled. Some people have asked me how long did it take to write the song. And I said, actually writing it took about 15 minutes. But I had about 8 to 10 months of carrying all these words. I didn't know how to put it together, John. It was just a jumble of words. And then one day, I don't know what happened, I was at my computer and I just knew I had to write. And everything that was in me just came out. Mm. Everything started to rhyme. Everything started to shape. I was trying to look from a different perspective of other people going through grief. And then the hook of it is, you know, wish I could have said goodbye. Wish I could have kissed your wings, lips goodbye. And I'm hoping that kind of helps a lot of people, knowing that you're not on your own. Your feelings are valid.
Did it help you, though, as a songwriter? You know, you're carrying all this sort of material and you're sort of thinking, I want to write a song, and everything's jumbled. It, when it all comes together and it all sort of comes out, was there a sort of a sense of, you know, you sort of unloaded a lot of what you were carrying about?
Yeah, it really has. It's just kind of, that moment where you can actually just offload what you're thinking. But of course, that's not where the story ends, is it? Because, you know, I feel there's a responsibility. It's not just about raising people's heightened emotions and just leaving them there. And that's why one of the charities that we're asking people to donate to for this song is Mind. Yeah. Because hopefully they can then pick up, and that's the worst phrase, you know what I'm trying to say though, but they can actually be there as a support to people who've got emotional, gone deep, remembered, reflected, but need to still talk about it. So that's why they're on board.
Okay, so it's good. So Mind, also Surviving Bereavement's number charity, and Molly Ollie Wishes. So tell me about Molly Ollie Wishes.
The Molly Ollie Wishes is run by incredible parents who lost their young daughter. I think she was age 8. And they provide incredible moments for kids with life-threatening illnesses, or, you know, that just literally are not going to be around very long. And they create these amazing wishes for these kids. So you can imagine the smiles on the faces of a child that's going to not be here for very long, and Molly's this organization provides those incredible wish moments. It could be anything, an adventure, it could be all sorts of different things, and it's a real comfort. Surviving Bereavement is run by Tracy McCatmany. She lost her husband about 15, 16 years ago while he was abroad and never got to say goodbye. That was left to talk to her two boys about. But out of that, she's created memory boxes, which are proving incredibly successful, of boxes of things to remember your loved ones with. So, yeah, we're trying to cover as many bases as we can.
Yes, absolutely.
People today.
That's amazing. And, you know, hopefully those charities are going to benefit in a big way from the single. So actually on the day, National Bereavement Day, you've got a balloon, sort of launch of a track, but also a balloon release as well. And I believe that there's going to be one for My Partner Lara that's being released as well, which is rather nice.
Oh, yes. Thank you. And we take the name of their loved one. That goes on the balloon. And there's an opportunity then for either to let that go or they can take it away with them. And do something with it when they get to their own home. But yeah, a wonderful, wonderful moment, poignant moment to remember, reflect on incredible loved ones.
Absolutely. And the single then, it's called My Darling, and it really is an emotional listen, but you know, a beautiful, beautiful song. So you know, how do we get hold of it?
Oh gosh, you can download it from iTunes. All the digital platforms have it, and you can just search my name, Sandra Godley, My Darling. It's on YouTube. In there's a link. You know, go to any of those download platforms, and you'll find it. It's worth me mentioning as well that it features Matt Cossey, who's the producer, who just was incredibly gifted to help me put this together. And he's a major part of just, you know, responding to my immediate need. But that, you know, just a talented producer, and I absolutely love what he's done to produce this and make it come alive. So big thanks to him.
Absolutely. And it's great to sort of see it, you know, go from a sort of an idea to a finished product, and you know, and to have that sort of that song. And how does it actually feel when you actually, you know, watch a video yourself and listen back to it, knowing that this is something that you've created and your sort of thoughts are now in this song?
Well, apart from thinking, what's my hair look like? All that kind of stuff.
Looks lovely.
Like, oh my. I've got to the point where I think, you know what? You know, anybody that's into this or knows me just thinks, you know, just, you know, I've done my best. Tim Bending is the guy who's the video editor for this. And again, he just helped me. We've got some fields near us. We just walked around, took some shots. The ideas kept coming. And now I look back, it's much more about, I really hope this helps. This isn't the kind of track where I'm, you know, releasing a track to get fame and fortune and sell hundreds of millions of pounds. That would be lovely. But this is very much about meeting a need where it's at. And all I'm asking is that people relate to it somehow. Even if you don't, if you've not lost anybody, you probably know someone who has. This is just a moment to stop and reflect.
So we're going to play the song now. Would you like to introduce it, Sandra?
Oh, I would love to. I'm Sandra Godley, and this is my song, which is called My Darling. I really hope and pray that it blesses, it encourages. It's a real reflection point for so many people who have lost loved ones. It's called My Darling.
sweet presence. Ooh.